This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. Airstrikes have been relentless as attacks ramp up between Israel and Hamas. And the next few days will be critical in Gaza, where Israel's cut off power and supplies. CBS's Robert Berger has the latest there from Jerusalem.
The UN actually says that water has run out at all of its shelters where thousands of Palestinian refugees have taken shelter. So the situation is really dire with regard to water and fuel, electricity, food. And it's really only getting worse.
The U.S. is sending another military carrier group to the region, and President Biden's considering a trip to Israel in the coming days. A happy and relief-filled homecoming for some Wisconsin residents who returned to the U.S. this weekend after getting stranded in Israel. Scott Forrester says he monitored the assaults until he got out.
There's multiple apps to track the rockets, like we track the weather. And as soon as I got on the plane, I deleted it. I didn't even want to think about it anymore.
At least 30 Americans have been killed in clashes. Threats are also spiking in the U.S. now. FBI Director Christopher Wray.
We have seen an increase in reported threats to these groups here in the United States.
It's also watching activity around houses of worship. Auto strikes aren't over. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
It has been a pattern with the UAW to announce additional striking factories on Fridays. But this past Friday, it didn't do that. Union President John Fain says it broke the pattern because the auto company started gaming the system, waiting until Fridays to do any serious bargaining. So from now on, Fain says the union could expand its walkouts at any moment.
It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but there are still disparities over treatment.
The statistic is striking.
Dr. Vivian Beese, the director of the breast program at New York Presbyterian Brooklyn Methodist Hospital.
Black women are slightly less likely to be diagnosed with a breast cancer diagnosis compared to white women, but 40% higher mortality to die from a breast cancer diagnosis.
While genetics plays a role, she says it's also because of lack of access to clinical trials and care.
There is systemic racism within healthcare systems.
That's CBS's Stacey Lynn reporting. And just earlier today, breast cancer claimed the life of actress Suzanne Somers. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Suzanne Somers gained huge fame on Three's Company, which began in 1977. When diagnosed with breast cancer 23 years ago, she'd speak about alternative treatments.
I'm out there saying, do you know that there's another way?
In August, Somers revealed she was battling a recurrence of breast cancer. She would have been 77 Monday.
A memorial will be held next month. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million.
I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Civic Media and MaxInc Radio, original local music until midnight. How y'all doing? It's time for Live in the Lair, where we perform live music live in the lair for you. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. You can find more at movetomadison.com and by the UPS store at Northgate Mall and Essex Square in Madison. All your business printing, mailing, and shipping needs. Find more at the upsstore.com.
Jimmy, musician and author Noah James Hittner, was born and raised in the Driftless region of the rural Midwest. The son of a local country rock legend, Noah procrastinated for well over 3 decades before finally picking up a guitar in 2009. The Acoustitronic singer-songwriter blends acoustic, rock, urban, and electronic styles using looper pedals and various effects to create a full band sound. Noah James Hittner is live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Noah, welcome to MaxInc Radio.
What's up, hey, Noah? Thanks, fellas. You know, that's a really awesome description, but the truth of the matter is I just don't play well with others, so I had to make it sound nice. It's not a joke right now. It's kind of a joke.
Was that on your kindergarten report card? Don't play well with others?
It might have been. My mom tried to shield me from all the bad news, so yeah it may have been on there, yeah.
Well, Noah, before we get to know you and find out about your music and books, we all get a little loopy here at Maxing Radio, but you use a looper pedal. Tell us about the art of looping and how we'll hear your music performed tonight.
So the technology has evolved over the years quite a bit, and all it is I have this really fancy giant pedal. You guys see it here. It's like almost 2 feet wide, and it gives me three channels, and you can lay down, for example, a little bit of percussion, maybe a bass line, maybe a rhythm guitar line. I even have a pedal here that allows me to sound like a synthesizer, and so you can sort of fill out your sound. It sounds like there's more than one person and more than one player happening at a time. It's pretty cool, and it's hilarious when it goes wrong too, so hopefully that doesn't happen tonight.
How many layers or like how many instrument sounds can you produce within a segment or a whatever?
I mean, it's hypothetically infinite, but you know, it gets to a point where it's too much simply because you're going through one space, and a band is going through several spaces. So but you can get, you know, you can get 4 or 5.
Do you ever get lost, like adding too much or too much crazy stuff going on? You get kind of, oh dear, I shouldn't have done that or something like that.
How do you track it?
Not so much. I mean, in the beginning, you know, it's like another instrument, a looper pedal. Anybody who uses them will tell you, you just have to practice with it, just like a guitar. In the beginning, you probably get a little lost. And the toughest thing in the beginning is getting it synced so that when you come through a hole series and you hit that switch, it's a perfect flow so that it doesn't sound like there's a glitch in there
it's all about timing, it sounds like.
Yeah it really is
in the music. Do you kind of refine where you hit the switch from one show to another in the same song?
No, not so much. It's pretty much the same. Some nights you're better at it than others. I will say that.
I would imagine it kind of opens the door for some improvisation on stage.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's the whole idea. I wanted to have some space to be able to do some soloing and some cool stuff like that. So that's kind of what most guys use it for sure.
Are you ever late for rehearsal?
Not anymore.
The band gets angry.
You know, but my boss is the biggest a-hole that he's ever been now. So
who are some loopers, you know, maybe that are famous that we may have heard of?
Oh, I can tell you. There's this guy named Bernhoft. God, was he from Switzerland? Is somewhere over there. He's kind of a soul blues guy. And when I saw him, the first time I saw him was maybe 10 or 15 years ago on YouTube. And he's just incredible. He makes what I'm going to do tonight look like child's play.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, Bernhoft. Check him out sometime if you want.
Locally, Joe Marston, his project Marston, he does a lot of looping with his guitar.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe the Earthlings do a lot of looping in their music as well.
Bradley Fish.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Brad's a good dude. Actually, I attend some of his classes every now and then.
Oh.
If Brad's listening, hey, Brad, he's a cool guy. He actually played at my wedding this summer, so good guy.
Did he have a big bag of reefer?
If he did, he kept it well hidden. Selfish.
Sounds like Bradley.
Well, let's get to Noah James Hittner. And for our listeners who may not be familiar, tell us your backstory. To start with, who is your country rock legend dad, and what was it like growing up in that environment?
Actually, it was my mother. She was basically a vocalist, but she would also play rhythm guitar. And when I was growing up, she played in two bands. She literally was putting food on the table with music. And
what's her name?
Joy Hittner. Yeah.
I don't recall the name.
Oh, no. You know, when I say local legend, I mean like in our area, like Buffalo County, like people knew who Joy Hittner was. She knew about her voice. She sang in church. She sang in two bands. She sang at hundreds of weddings. Everybody knew who Joy was. Yeah. Okay. She's the legend. I'm the wannabe. That's the way I usually describe it.
And then, did your parents kind of encourage you in music? Like what was this? This whole procrastinating for 30 years. What's all behind that?
You know, there wasn't a giant push to make one of us a musician. I just sort of harbored this secret desire. But I got caught up in sports and in basketball in high school, so I kind of got distracted away from it. And to be honest with you, the guitar scared the hell out of me because there's all these strings and all these frets. And when I was younger, I didn't think there was any way I could possibly understand that. And it still scares me. I still don't really understand it that well. I've just had a lot of time practicing at it.
And how did you get into looping?
That's easy. The very first loop I ever saw, Katie Tunstall, you guys probably know who she is. She had this song, Black Horse in a Cherry Tree. When she recorded that album, she didn't have a band. She didn't have a lot of, as the story goes, I believe, she didn't have a lot of support. And so she wanted to figure out a way to fill out her sound. And she did this video on Rolling Stone's YouTube channel like 20 years ago. She did a video for Black Horse in a Cherry Tree, where she did a looping version of that, and I watched it, and I said to myself, I have to learn how to do that, or it's gonna hurt if I don't. So that's what it was. That was the impetus. That video.
You obviously like playing solo with yourself. Have you been in bands with other people?
Yeah, the first time I really ever played publicly, I was in a little three piece. It was me and a bassist and a lead guitarist, and we played probably for a year and a half together, maybe.
You were doing vocals?
A few dozen shows. Yeah, I would sing and write most of the songs, and then we did a lot of covers. That lasted about a year and a half.
Any looping in that project at all? Or
No looping there. Nope. Okay. It was just the three of us doing live stuff, and it was fun. We have an album, too. We recorded it in our living room.
What brought you to Madison from the Driftless area?
Love. Love. I met my wife. She and I actually met in college. Her name's Alyssa. And then we went our separate ways for many, many years, and then ran back into each other again on Facebook about almost 11 years ago now, and dated long distance for about 2.5 years, and then got fed up with that, and I moved here. So,
well, this is like the anniversary show, so what, that's like 8 years?
That's right. 8 years. That's right. Yep. And she's, she owns and runs an acupuncture clinic here, so she wasn't very mobile, and I was doing landscaping, so it's easy for me to move.
We're up to about 106 years of combined marriage experience in
this
show.
Wow, Jimmy.
Beautiful.
If my math is correct, which is probably not.
Well, let's get to some live music in the lair with Noah Hittner, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called Chasing. Is this a song about religion, sex, bread, and a clock?
That's right. Close enough.
I knew it.
Close enough. No, I wrote it a long time ago when I barely knew how to play, and somehow it's lasted this long. It's just an angsty song about, having problems with God and women and money and time.
Excellent. Well, let's hear it.
All the best stuff.
Noah James Hittner, live in the lair. We're having a little bit of a technical difficulty here. Let's see if we can get that guitar going.
Check, 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 check. There we go. Go. I'm gonna roll with it. Here we go.
chasing. Man in the sky, chasing that man in the sky most of my life. Chasing, chasing that man in the sky. Chasing that man in the sky. The law for most of my life, just it's time for him to die. Chasing that man in the sky. The law for most of my life, I suppose it's time for him to die. I'm chasing long brown hills. Oh, good Lord, it ain't fair. Chasing hard, dark skin and all the long brown hair. Chasing that dark skin and long brown hair. So dang long, if I catch her, she ain't gonna care. Chasing that dark skinny long brown hair. So dang long, if I catch her, she ain't gonna care. She ain't gonna care.
Very nice. Thanks, very fellas. Nice.
I hope that came out all right over that.
That sounded great. That right was on. Chasing from Noah James Hittner live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us and ask Noah a question. You could do that in the Civic Media app. Noah, you said earlier that the guitar scared the hell out of you, but you have a really good command of the fingering and the picking of the guitar. That
so I fooled you. Cool.
You did fool me. It sounded good.
I mean, I fooled you that I might look like I know what I'm doing, but I definitely don't.
I'm in the same boat, standing right here doing a radio show. I look like I know what I'm doing, but I don't know what I'm doing.
We're on the same level then.
We fake it really well, rocker.
Noah, how does the rural, driftless area that you're from, how does it live in your music?
Well, you know, I read that question when you said it to me earlier, and the first thing I thought of was, where I come from, it's really quiet. And, you know, when I retire and move out of the city one day, I want to go back to that. My very first album that I recorded for myself, it's called Thus Far. That album definitely reflects that quiet that's out there. It's out in this old valley. It's called Eagle Valley.
I know where Eagle Valley is.
Yeah, right on. Yeah. Right on. It's beautiful. It's got all the hills. And yeah, that's what I think of when you ask that question.
Is that Crawford County?
It's Buffalo County.
Buffalo County. So yeah. It's northern part of the driftless area.
Yep, you got it. Northern part. Yep.
Yeah.
And you know, you're an author. You've written several books on the topics of human consciousness, spirituality, and personal freedom. Wow, that's a mouthful right there. But to quote Frank Zappa, what kind of guru are you?
Yeah, that sounds pretty heavy. You know, those books, I'm happy with those, and I'm, you know, I'm generally proud of those. But I wrote those before I was a husband, before I was a parent. So I was trying to write about things that I hoped would ideas on life and the challenges that are universal. And I wanted to get these ideas down and hopefully share them and hopefully help some people out here and there along the way. But some of those things have changed now that I'm a parent and a husband. Some of them have not. So I was partially successful and partially unsuccessful. But I put them out on my shows. If people are interested, they can grab a copy because I think they're at least interesting. And there's a lot of ideas to think about there.
You stole my thunder a little bit. I was actually going to ask you, did things change for you from the time you wrote heavens. The books to now? What's the biggest thing that changed from when you wrote the books to right now?
Well, before I became a parent, I didn't know what it was like to be willing to, this is going to sound cliche, but it changes everything. When you have a life in your charge, you suddenly know what it's like to be willing to die for something without even thinking twice. And that changes your perspective on everything. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that hasn't changed since that.
So having a child, so what exactly changed that you wrote about in your book because of having a child?
I had more of an understanding of what I was willing to do for somebody else. Mm. And some of those things I'm willing to do aren't necessarily PC, you know, mm-hmm. like I'm willing to do anything.
Yeah.
And, before I was in that position, you know, my ideas may have been a little bit more broad and vague and you know, I'm just going to leave it at that.
What are the titles of the books that you've written?
The titles? There's a book called The Modern Day Buddha. There's a book called Beyond Victim and Villain. And there's a book called Something to Give Back. And one of them is Something to Give Back is a spiritual memoir. Beyond Victim and Villain is 33 philosophical essays. And The Modern Day Buddha is sort of a 10 steps sort of how to type of it's like 75 pages long, real short.
Wow. Well, we'll have to read them one day, huh, Jimmy?
Let me know what you think.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Noah James Hittner, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Bad Man. Is this inspired by Junior Kimbrough or a song about Muhammad Ali? Because he was a bad man.
Yeah, they were both bad men. No, it's you know, I don't know if you guys know who Junior Kimbrough is. Have you guys heard of him?
I have not.
Yes.
So, okay, right on. So he's a Southern blues guy. He ran a juke joint, I think out of Mississippi. I hope I'm not. You can fact check me on that, out of Mississippi. And the only recorded material of him is from his juke joint. People would come in because the legend started to grow about this guy. So all of his recorded work is from that juke joint. And he just wrote the most authentic, grimy blues music. You know, those guys back then, you know, when they were singing and writing blues songs, that was because that was their real life, you know? I love the blues, but it'll always be an imitation, and yeah. I'm aware of that. But Junior Kimbrough, if you don't know who he is, check him out. The guy's just he's a living legend. And this is kind of a dedication to him.
It's the best part about the blues because it's full of soul and yeah. And personal feelings from the artist, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Noah James Hintner, live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Wepper Group.
I could be a bad man, said it wouldn't take much. I could be a bad man, baby, said it wouldn't take much. To put aside all that joy, goodness and such, Lord. I could be a bad man, baby, said it wouldn't take much. Just a little push from behind, sure enough I could cross that line. I could be a bad man, baby, bad, bad man. So baby, be the light, help me do what's right. Oh, good Lord, baby, be the light, help me do what's right. When all signs are served, all you gotta do is say the word. I could be a bad man, baby. Oh, such a bad, bad man. On the phone, baby, they say I got no business singing the blues, because I grew up on the phone, baby. I tried a job, but what's the use? Well, I grew up on the phone, baby, they say I got no business singing the blues, because I grew up on the phone, baby. Oh, that's the difference between me and you.
Cause even I found myself that small town, wasn't enough to keep this mind sound. I could be a bad man, baby. But you still think I'm lying?
Very nice.
Thank you,
Noah James Hittner live in the lair here on Civic Media. 844-967-2789. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more live music in the lair on Civic Media.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Earl Ingram, working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together. The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're running low on toothpaste.
Oh, sorry.
Thought I'd shampoo bottle. Start you all off with some Bradley Fish, since his name was invoked earlier.
Dry him off.
For the record, I love this song. We play this song way too much sometimes.
I love Brad. He's a great guy.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app if you want to ask Noah a question. I'm sure he'll be happy to answer it for you.
Absolutely.
You know, Noah, I heard you are writing your first novel, an epic journey tale. Tell us about the novel and what does it take to write a novel? I mean, and how long?
And what's the difference between the novel and what you've already written?
Yeah, well, I thought it was going to be easier to write a novel. I mean, what an idiot. I mean, come on. So, you know, the first three books are very non-fictiony. You know, it's just some ideas. And if you have an ability to articulate your ideas, you can write a book. But I decided I wanted to get into world building. And so I'm on year 10.
10 years into this novel?
Yeah.
Are we talking like...
It's a duology. It's a post-apocalyptic world-building duology, and it's taken some time.
So it's kind of like...
You know, there's two albums in between there, too. So, you know, I take a break to record an album and stuff like that.
Kids, family.
Sure, yeah.
So
yeah.
What was the end of the world in your apocalyptic aftermath?
Can you say that without giving away the book?
I mean, let's just say it was... It was a giant storm. We'll just put it that way.
Excellent.
Biblical.
A giant storm. Yeah,
kind of a biblical storm.
Do we have to get animals into a boat and make sure we get two of each or something like that? No.
This storm had some intelligence, so it left some behind.
When do you expect you might finish it? Is there any thought of that in mind?
I sure hope that I would get it done by 2025, but all bets are off at this point in time.
We're not going to hold you to that.
Yeah.
But when it comes out, the New York Times will probably want you on the bestseller list, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Noah James Hittner, presented by the Aaron Weber Group here on Max Inc. Radio. Noah, the next song you have for us tonight, it's called The Arrival of Gabby Morgan. And I thought I saw Gabby Morgan hanging out with Taylor and Brittany at the Chiefs game the other night. Is that the same Gabby?
Could be true. I don't know. I'm not up on my pop culture. You might be right about that. No, Gabby Morgan's my little baby niece. She just turned two not too long ago. And whenever I have a newborn relative, they get a song. This is her song. And I have another nephew that was born. And so he'll be getting a song.
There's a song coming up.
Yeah.
Has Gabby heard her song yet?
She has, but I don't think she fully recognizes it yet. But yeah.
Kids.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know, right? Yeah. So this is for Gabby.
For Gabby is Noah James Hittner live in the Devil's Lair.
Well, I saw mama's face before I had my own. I saw mama's face and I said, that's home. Ooh, that's home. Ooh, good Lord, that's home. Then I heard daddy's voice, sure and strong. I told him, hold on, papa, cause it won't be long. Ooh, said it won't be long. Good Lord, now it won't be long. I said it won't be long. Don't won't be long. Don't won't be long. Till I get home. Out here, they say the world's gone mad. But take a look at my face, I bet you can't stay sad. Ooh, but you can't stay sad. Good Lord, I bet you can't stay sad. My time when you see it ain't no mistake. I wanna be here, I'm gonna find my way. Find my way. With the girl, I ought to find my way. I'm gonna find my way. I'm gonna find my way. I'm gonna find my way. We're gonna find my way home.
Nice. Noah James Hitler live in the lair here on Civic Media. I'm trying, Rocker. Cole, holding it together here. 844-967-2789. Call or text on the Civic Media app.
Noah, you have a few shows around Wisconsin to round out October. Tomorrow night, October 15th, you're playing at Boondocks Barbecue in Oconomowoc, the Tasting Room in Monona, on October 26th. Then it's way up north to the Four Season Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin, and then over to Wausau area. October 28th, you're going to play Banter in Rothschild. In November and December, you're not slowing down. You're all over Wisconsin, from La Crosse to Appleton, New Glarus to Marshfield. Tell us about your upcoming journey across Wisconsin and how we can keep up with you online.
So that's just sort of the life of an indie musician. You got to drive a lot. Man, my car has gotten beat up too.
Yeah.
oh Lord. It's going in for repairs on Monday, but, I'm all over Wisconsin, Northern Illinois, even a little bit of Northern Iowa, and occasionally into Minnesota. And the best way to check that out, if you're interested, is to go to my website, which is noahjameshittner.com, and just click on, live shows.
What's your favorite venue or town to play in around Wisconsin?
Oh, that's easy. There's this pizza farm out in East Troy called the Grassway Organic Farm.
Oh, pizza farm?
Pizza farm, yeah. They do like a pizza night, you know, like a wood fire pizza night.
So they're not growing pizzas?
No, I mean, they grow everything they make the pizzas with.
Perfect.
Yeah, and they it's just the sweetest spot. They get just packed. The food is unbelievable.
What city again?
East Troy.
East Troy.
Grassway Pizza Farm, yeah.
Check that out next time we go to Alpine Valley for a show.
Absolutely.
Well, let's see, Jimmy, what, we got about 10 minutes almost?
A little bit less, about 8 minutes right now.
About 8 minutes, so I think we'll just do one more song. Sound
sure,
good?
Let's do it. And I'm gonna throw a wrench in things and toss a different song than was on that list.
Okay,
Is that cool, you guys?
You tell me what you got, you're gonna do.
I think it'll work a little bit better with the list, too.
Yeah, perfect.
This is a song called Kiddo. It's a song for my daughter.
That's excellent. Let's check it out right now, live in the Lair on Civic Media. Thank you.
if I could. I'd take you away. If I could, we leave today.
Noah James Hittner live in the lair. Noah, I'm blown away by what you just did here.
Very kind.
Very nice. Thank you so much for coming on the show
today. Appreciate you guys having me.
You have a 4-inch coming out, or you have a, let me get this right here. You have a solo album called 4-inch coming out soon. When is that coming out?
It's just called 4. It's only about a third done, so also will be next year.
Gotcha.
But that at least, that's very realistic. Next year.
Man, I loved seeing him pulling his harmonica out of his pocket.
I know.
You know, playing all these different pedals and having a lot of things going on at the same time. Pretty amazing.
I appreciate you guys having me.
Appreciate you coming in. Real quick, your website, where people can catch up with you.
NoahJamesHittner.com. NoahJamesHittner.com. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you, Noah. Max Inc. Heavy is coming up next. This is Civic Media Radio Network on Max Inc. Radio.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.